there is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna.
I remember when you were younger then, so it seems life could not keep up with you.
That's Bracha Jaffe, who along with Chaya Kogan are expected to perform at a concert in London this Sunday on January the 15th. Their participation is being rejected by some rabbis, some Haredi girls' schools, and the Union of Orthodox Hebrew Congregations based on Kol Isha, which forbids women to sing where men could hear them. The concert will be going ahead, and Professor Jessica Roda, an anthropologist and an ethnomusicologist, explains how a younger generation of Haredi women performers are now engaging in what she calls cyberfrumanism, which, as the term indicates, promotes women's talent and interests on social media.
There was a social media campaign, and all the women artists that I know were engaged in supporting the hashtag Free Chava, for instance. There is also Francesca Kosman, originally from Russia. She's now based in Philadelphia. She has this podcast. Initially it was just about frum female artists, and now the topic is bigger than that. She's also a singer, so she's bringing a lot of subject. And you also have, you know, discussion about equal paid when they perform, or the fact that they are the backlash that some of them received. Yes, they're discussing different issues where they can create a community.
Britain's higher education minister Robert Halfen has made it clear that people must stop using Israel as an excuse for anti-Semitism. The minister was addressing a Holocaust Educational Trust parliamentary reception held at Westminster. Referring to official figures showing record levels of anti-Jewish hate in higher education, the minister said that he would no longer tolerate the type of anti-Semitic incidents which have occurred in the past, adding that as a Jewish person, he believes it is his duty to also teach about other nations' genocides. During the occasion, the minister with our portfolio, Nadim Zahawi, related his visit to Auschwitz, which impressed upon him the shocking and haunting level of mass murder which took place in the death camp. Following 6 years of a downward spiral, poverty levels in Israel have risen by 0.8%. According to latest Social Security statistics, it is estimated that just over 1.9 million Israeli citizens are now living below the poverty line. A survey conducted in 2022 found that 29.1% of respondents consider themselves to be either living in poverty or feel they are in danger of dropping below the poverty line. While Israelis appear to have initially dealt with the coronavirus crisis relatively well, owing to grants and allowances, the country has since ranked near the bottom of the list of the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development countries in terms of the level of social support provided to citizens. A group of Australian students are gaining hands-on experience by learning Israeli methods of dealing with disaster situations. Students from the New South Wales Board of Jewish Education's Nesaya program, trained with the Israel Dog Unit specializing in search and rescue situations such as building collapse and victim rescue. Participants also focused on how to interact with dogs when searching for trapped victims buried in rubble. Interestingly, during the course, some Australian participants showed an interest of emigrating to Israel to enlist as soldiers in the Israel Defense Forces or to volunteer working for the Israel Dog Unit. And Aiyah Massawi, a student at Melbourne, Australia's La Trobe University, who was murdered in 2019, is being honoured with the awarding of two fellowships funded by the Gandel Foundation for Palestinian physicians to train in Israeli hospitals. The Aiyah Massawi Memorial Medical Fellowship Program is an initiative of Project Rosanna, an international NGO based in Melbourne. The chairman and founder of Project Rosanna, Ron Finkel, says that the aim of the project is to build a better understanding between Israelis and Palestinians through health advancements and develop respectful relationships and peace-building efforts in the region. Massawi's father, Syed, said that one of the best ways to honor Aiyah is for her legacy to have a positive impact in the world by showing how Israelis and Palestinians can live and work together in harmony. The 2023 grants will be announced on January the 16th. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. If you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.